The Global Latin Factor Podcast.
Welcome, welcome you and all to another episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. And today we have a very special show because the place we record houses a lot of shows. And one of the shows that is host that does their podcast here is actually going to be here today. Let me do a quick intro. We have actor Manuel Lerna, was born in Texas, aka Manny. Professional acting career he began in the movie Extermination Team Bravo. He also produced, worked, and stunt coordinated for a television series called Task. We have Lupe Chavez, baby making machine, Silver Fox, yeah. Very active vocal cords. And we also have Rashad. He used to be in the Navy and met these two gentlemen and became and formed what's called the Canso Show. What's Hello. Up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up,
everybody? I don't know what to do with my.
Use your studio voice, bro.
What's up, everybody? My name is Manny.
Studio voice.
It's not that kind of show.
Oh, my bad.
Whatever you do on the podcast, do that. not this. All right. So,
the casting couch.
Welcome to the podcast. Appreciate it. Even though it is a black, but it's
it
not
does
that.
Look like it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you it's know. It's a casting couch here.
I walk to the studio. I'm just like, oh, not this again.
I already work here. Like, why? Like,
if you haven't been curious about their podcast, this is some of the examples that y'all would get. So I appreciate y'all. Welcome to the podcast. Appreciate y'all.
I'll apologize in advance.
It's all good.
I don't apologize.
I'm the one that brought it upon myself. So I'm
about to say, you brought this upon yourself.
Yes, I did. Here we go. So we're going to start with a segment that I like to call Preguntas al Chile.
Chile.
So right now we have Flames. It's a digital Chile.
Flames playing right now.
All right, we're going to start with Rashad and we're going to move our way that way.
Okay.
All right.
Tacos or tortas?
Tacos. Oof. Tortas.
Can I have both? I like.
Yeah, you're
fine. Can I just put both of them in there together?
Oh, I don't know why I looked over it. I'm like, I'm not surprised.
The taco
Taco
inside
Bell.
Of a
fat ass. That thing.
I'm a fat boy, together. Bro. Like, you don't know. Like,
he snores while he's awake, by the way. He's
really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
That's just
give me a minute.
We'll keep it entertaining so you can fall asleep.
All right.
Corn tortilla, flour tortillas.
Corn, all the way.
Flour.
Flour.
All right. What? Gorditas o sopes?
Gorditas. I have a gorditas in my day.
Shout out
to Lupe. How y'all doing?
I love gorditas, but sopes are like, they make you feel like home, you know? Like, they hit different.
Yep. Okay. All right. We have Mexican Coca, Jarritos.
Jarritos.
What flavor, Jarrito?
Tamarind.
Jarrito.
Damn, you beat me. I was going to get fruit punch.
Oh, bro, really?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mexican Coke. Different flavor. If you don't know, go get one.
I like the Colombian.
Wait,
what Coke are we talking
about? No, we're not talking about that one.
Oh, my bad.
The drinkable one. Not the throwback one.
Coca-Cola's good, too.
Yeah. Back in the day, Coca-Cola used to have Coke.
Yep. Yeah. Agua de horchata, Jamaica, or tamarindo?
Tamarindo. Oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't like none of them.
You don't like none of them?
What about
piña or melon? Or no aguas at all? No spa water?
No spa water.
Okay, really. No spa water for you. What about yourself?
My favorite spa water would be watermelon.
Watermelon, agua de sandía. Okay.
I love me some watermelon.
Salsa verde, salsa roja.
Verde.
I always want the red, but I always end up getting the green. It's like I want it because it looks good, but I know the green tastes better.
Yeah. You know it does, bro. Always.
The color is a little bit more appealing, yeah. But you're right. Okay, menudo or pozole?
That's simple for me. Menudo.
I like pozole.
Okay.
Fat ass.
Yeah.
Churros or flan?
Churros. Both.
Choco flan.
Oh, yeah, he just comes up with his choco flan.
You want to answer? I'm gonna give you one, but it might not be the one you want me to give you.
All right, gotta drink a little bit, like some beers.
A little bit.
Corona, Dos Equis, Modelo, Victoria.
Modelo. I'm drinking all of them.
You take all of them.
I'll take all of them. Yeah.
I'm always gonna grab Modelo.
Modelo.
Yeah. My favorite beer is a free beer, by the way.
Was that?
My favorite beer is a free beer.
Yeah,
100%. Sure.
Tequila, mezcal.
Ooh. Mezcal. Both.
Both?
Tequila.
I will say this, though. It's the mezcal.
It's got a different flavor to it, bro.
Well, mezcal messed me up really bad. And I went to a Little Flip private party, and I got so drunk.
Oh, yeah, Little Flip?
I remember.
Fancy,
Fancy. Yeah.
No, no, these guys, I'll tell you the story afterwards. Yeah. But
okay.
I remember that. We'll get into my love to a girl.
We'll get into the story right after. We'll start off with that story.
No, we're not.
Valentina Tapatio Cholula Sauce.
Tapatio.
Valentina.
Everybody's gonna give me shit for this, but I like Cholula.
Cholula?
Really?
Get out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Bro, get the hell out, bro. All right,
you know that little candy, the paletitas, they're like mango, sandia, or elote?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which ones do you like?
The one with the spicy?
Yeah, the spicy.
Yeah. The mango. Yeah, spicy mango.
Mango.
Yeah, so mango. Mm-hmm. Mango too. Okay. Conchitas, the brown ones, the white ones, or the pink ones?
Pink.
Conchitas.
Conchitas is the little breads.
The pan dulce.
Pan dulce. The pink one.
The pink ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said already his.
You already said yours?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I like the brown one.
The brown ones. And they do have actual different flavors. I'll have to look it up because somebody had a question.
The pink one tastes slightly different,
but the chocolate one does have, and then there's other flavors on
it. The brown one has that extra little flavor, that chocolatey flavor. Yeah. Man.
The pink one is sweet.
It's like heaven. I'm a fat boy when it comes to this.
You used to like a lot of pan dulce. Mm-hmm. All right, so one more question on this part. What does the word Latino mean to you when you first hear Latino? What does it come to mind?
Latino, when I hear Latino, I always think of friends. Mm-hmm. Friends and family.
Mm. I don't know. When I hear Latino, I think of like everyone else but Mexicans. Like, you know, Puerto Ricans and... Technically, you know, right? They're technically Latinos, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I think of.
What about yourself?
Nothing really comes to mind because everybody wants to categorize a large group of people in.
Yeah.
Just for one word. So, I mean, it just categorizes everything.
Okay.
So everything that the Spanish culture has to bring. When you say Latino, I'm like, is it Mexican? Is it Cuban? Is it Puerto Rican? You know, Argentinian? What do you mean? You got to be more specific. When you say Latino, I just think of everything.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Everybody that's brown or a lot darker.
Right. And then the second part would be, do you consider yourself a Latino? Do I identify as a Latino? My brother, he does.
I know. I always joke that like I'm Dominican, you know, because the Hispanic culture has really embraced me, and I've embraced them back. But you know, I always consider myself, like, in all actuality, just an ally of Latinos in general.
Nice.
You know, but I recognize where I am in the world. You know what I'm saying?
What about yourself?
What was the question again?
Do you identify as a Latino? Do you care for the term as far as anybody that really get offended? If anybody?
No, I don't think I really care for it. Like, Mexican. No matter what, I'm still Mexican. You know, I mean, I'm a Mexican, not a Mexicate.
Got it. Big difference. What about yourself?
Like, if you were like, hey, he's Latino, I wouldn't go against it. But I'm like him. I consider myself Mexican. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're Latinos in general.
In general.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It doesn't bother you.
It doesn't bother me, but I also don't use it for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't use Latinx.
I was just about to say, would you consider yourself a Latinx?
So stupid, bro.
That's the dumbest thing.
To each their own, as far as how they want to use it, it's more confusing because it's already the fundamentals of the language, right? Mm. It's just the basic language, you know, because I can't speak whatever language, let's say I was, if I was native, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. All I know is Spanish and English now, but I don't know. I just know that is the origin when I went to school for the time that I did.
Right.
That is the way that it was identified. It's a little bit more confusion already with just learning Spanish and, you know, even taking a Spanish class is a little confusing for Mexicanos when they try to give you the different Spanish from Spain. Right. And now they add in a different. I understand where they're coming from and being more inclusive, but it's already inclusive within the word itself because that's the purpose of the word. But, I mean, free speech, whatever you want to consider yourself, do so. Yeah, so, you know. But I see where they're coming from. And actually, if they really look at the term where it came from, politicians began to using that more than anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a Mexicano Latino stood up and said, I want to do this. It's more of the politicians can push in that word, just like Latino, to generalize and put us on in one instead of like, we're going to call you Puerto Rican is or whatever. No, we're just gonna call you Latinx and just
Latinx, let it be.
Yeah. So, what about y'all?
Well, see, I always thought like that, like Latino was a broad enough term that we really didn't need like Latinx. You know what I mean? You can call, you know, Puerto Rican, you know, Chilean, you know, Mexican, Latino, and it wouldn't be like a bad thing, like a slur. So if you say like Latinx, and then it's like, well, what is Latinx? Well, that means you could either be Chilean or Argentinian or Mexican. I was like, well, isn't that the same thing?
I think they use the term to be more inclusive towards women.
Male and female. Okay, yeah. So let's say there's a group of three women.
Mm-hmm.
Latinas. But if you have a male that joins the group, Latinos. Now they're Latinos.
Right.
And they don't like that term because they don't feel like they're excluding the females. Mm-hmm. Because, but Latinos in general is a bunch.
Right.
And they don't like because it sounds more of the feminine, the masculine term. And that's the reason why they don't feel like it's included.
Everybody's just arguing about, someone always has to argue about something. This is like,
this is what we do. Whenever we live in a first world, mm-hmm. we have first world problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you think anywhere else in the world they're trying to find something to eat or water? Do they have time to discuss this?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. They don't. About Latinx.
They don't. We just have those kind of problems. And I guess it's part of, I don't know, if I've never been anywhere else. Well, I've seen other stuff, but I don't really take the time to talk to them about what is their problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why we have all these. People make a lot of sense nowadays.
They got time to be heard about it.
Yeah, we got time.
Like, when your stomach is full, you know.
Yeah, when you go on the other side of the world, you know, it's different. Like,
yeah. What about yourself? What do you think of the term Latinx?
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And whoever came up with this should be slapped. Honestly, it's just.
It's a random dude just gets slapped. What was that for?
You know why.
You know exactly why. And go like this as you walk away. Exactly.
Did you do Wakanda forever?
No, not Wakanda. Wakanda's right over left, right? Left over right now.
It's always right over left, bro.
What about you, Lupe? What do you think?
We're already generalized as a group. So when you say Latin, you speak for Colombian, Brazilian, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Now you put Latinx, now you speak for men and women, you know? Yeah. It's like, there's already a lot.
There'll be another one later on breaking down to the molecule.
Yeah. And, right? it's white biggest. Folks using it for us.
Yeah.
It's not really us, you know? Like,
there's because I know you're on TikTok too, there's a lot of TikTokers that don't, or certain areas that don't even like the word term Latino. Because they feel like, look, all the stuff that all those people brought, they colonized, they killed, and this, which it is true. But, and I see where they're coming from, but I'm I'm Mexicano, was born in the region of Mexico. If they want to generalize me, I'm like I'm a human being at the end of the day. Even though the show itself is named Latin Factor, it's because the term in general is familiar to people, and I want to showcase the human part. Because whenever they start calling you criminals and different things like that, you take away from the humanity of the person and you can treat them less. And then that's not going to be the case because we've done some amazing things as human beings, period. But if you want to go by region, like Color TV wouldn't be here without Mexican
inventor. I just found that out. I didn't know that about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
And there's all kinds of other stuff. We have first astronaut, a female Mexican-American, that her dad didn't allow her to speak English. Spanish, because she didn't want to be discriminated when she went to school for the same reason that time that was happening. So she wanted to learn Spanish, but her dad didn't let her because she didn't want to have any problems when she was going to school. Instead of like talking about like being in the pool and just look, you talk funny and they're going to look at you funny type of stuff, you know? So
don't even get me started with the school system.
all that is weird. All right. So let's start with the name itself, The Cancel Show. Why did you come up with the name? Because they used to have another show before, which was the Latin Nation, and you were part of that.
Yeah,
right?
That was actually that's where me and Rashad met on Grindr. I mean, I
said Bros Bumble.
What is your superhero name? I know it's.
He's the Stallion and Black Lavender.
Black Lavender.
That's right. Mine was Latin number.
Silver Fox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just Silver Fox.
And then? what was yours?
You were Stallion?
Oh yeah, Stallion. Manny the Stallion.
Manny the Stallion.
Those are our porn star's name, by the way.
Black Lavender. And that will be your superhero name. Right.
So if you ever want to find me on Pornhub, just type in Silver Fox.
There you go.
Hey, and support my OnlyFans.
Hey, and it's just videos of him liking the best porn. I love this one.
Oh, doing like a reaction
video? Yeah, he does a reaction.
Oh. Oh, he got it all over her face.
This is that kind of conversation they have, and they go more in detail. They're going to keep it a little less PG today just for us.
Yeah, all right, like I said, I don't apologize for being me.
Nah.
No.
Okay, so the Latin Nation, you started, you
met started
him?
Well, it was
me, him, and another Lena, guy. Actually, I was
Lena Brooklyn. I was behind. Yeah, he was behind the mics. He was. He would like, hey, you're. He'd be the board guy. Mm-hmm. And long story short, it fell off, man. It was just like the two hosts couldn't get along.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They couldn't be in the same room. It would fight, and then as soon as the camera came on, you know, they're like, you know, oh hey, you know, back, welcome back, this and that, and
yeah,
eventually got boring and tired, and he kind of had to move on and do the whole family thing.
Yeah,
which is honorable. So I stayed behind, and it just fell apart. And I think during the pandemic,
we decided to start it up again.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I was like, "Yo, bro," I told him like I've been having the itch to come back on the air, and I was mm-hmm. like, and he was again still doing the family thing, and I'm like, "Bro, I really want to come back. I want to come back because mm-hmm. you know I miss it. Mm-hmm. I miss the whole." Like, we have good chemistry together, so let's try it. And, we had another friend that was going to join us, but he couldn't make it. And I'm like, yo, and it started us two. Then I'm like, man, if I have to put my hat on somebody, I would put my, you know, I brought up my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Like, that dude is funny. He's real. Like, he has chemistry. And funny story that one day he came up to the show just to say hi.
Yeah, I was listening
the second
to that
episode.
Show.
Yeah, the second episode. He just walks in.
I can hear him. He wasn't even on the mic. And yeah, you put him on the mic.
Yeah, we put him
on the mic. Yep.
Yeah, I was just bystander.
Yeah, and he just gets on there and just starts talking shit. And he didn't like it at first because it was chaos. We were everywhere. But that's how he is. Like, he's a person that's so...
I'm harder on myself than... anybody else, you know what I mean?
It's the most played episode to date.
Yep.
I still don't understand why he was standing up the whole first second.
Nobody does. Episode. Yeah, everybody's always asking me, what was
I had
doing?
So much
trying to establish your dominance over the podcast.
Exactly.
Is that what it was?
Yes, it was. Well, look at me. Look how tall I am.
I'm right. I had to make sure everyone knew that I was a tall guy.
You're next to two small Mexicans, bro. Yeah, everybody knows.
I didn't really need that.
Everybody knows. Okay. You didn't need
that. Wasn't in those two. Yeah, I want to make myself taller.
Exactly. So that's how we started it up.
Nah, just nervous energy.
Yeah. You know? And then, like, the name Cancel, I told him, we came out about it. Because
we were talking about, like, cancel culture.
Mm-hmm. Cancel culture. And I just said, we got it already. He goes, what is that? I said, cancel. He goes, nah, bro. The cancel show.
The cancel
show. So, I already had the cancel. Like, that was already in the works. Mm-hmm. And I came up with the actual damn logo right there.
The logo.
On the logo at the restaurant.
This one here?
On the spot.
Yeah. Because
I'm like, dude, I have to have it next. Because my little brother, shout out to my brother Tony, mm-hmm. on his Tinder profile, he had, I have a, my name is Anthony Lerma, but the L is silent because I take no L's. And I said, you know what? And I just thought about it. I was like, you know what? What if you put an X over the L because we take no L's? And that's how that came about. So
that was your slogan for a little while. Y'all were using it in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, funny story. I told that to him and I was going to say it. And I guess he was nervous. He goes, you take no L's. I'm like, you took my fucking joke, bro.
Like, wait for the cue.
Yeah. But the thing is, me and this guy around pretty much are around each other that we know the same, like the same jokes, the same lingo. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it sounds like we're saying the same thing. Same thing with, well, not really him, but he's more, he's more out there than, you know, the words.
Out there with the words?
Yeah.
In other words, I'm the one that just speaks. There's no thought process. I'm just thinking
like,
and
zero
I'm
filter.
Going.
Yeah. Zero filtration is just.
Like, you know how people plan to say certain things? Like, I'm sure you have a game plan of what you're going to say. I just show up, and I'm just like, all right, guys, what are we going to say?
Let's see what happens. There's been plenty of times, if you go back on the show, he'll say something, I'm like,
I can't believe you said that.
Okay.
What was the thing that he said, or any of y'all said, it was like,
oh,
man, we're really going to
I'm not going to say the name, but I know there was this one time. He was talking shit about sometime I acted. He goes, yeah, something, let's eat. And I said, oh, like, Everybody in the industry, the Dallas industry, knows who he's talking about.
I use his catchphrase. He's semi-famous in like independent films and stuff like that. So we have a lot of fans that do independent films, so they know us. So they know who exactly what I was talking about when I'm using this catchphrase and making fun of them. So, yeah.
Call them out on there.
I mean, so you were concerned that they would maybe blackball you because they heard the joke and they might not like it? Or because they use the reference?
What's the worst you're going to do? Cancel me? I'm already canceled.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I think my favorite one is when he was arguing with the stripper.
We had a young lady. Yeah.
Everybody just to this day.
People, shout out to Dulce.
Yeah. Hey, you know people to this day are like, does Rashad hate girls? Because Rashad,
do you hate girls?
Do you?
Not all of them,
but because he has the theories about like what were we talking like your theories on
oh like men and women like relationships and stuff like that. Like you know, I have my little theories based on you know. What I've seen and what I've experienced and stuff like that of how women operate versus how men operate.
Okay, let's talk about that because I had an idea the other day that I think is interesting because y'all talked about it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about your theories and I'll tell you about what I was thinking the other day.
I was talking to her about how men view women as beauty objects. Mm. You know what I mean? And women view men as success objects. You know what I mean? So the more successful a man is, the more attractive he is. Whereas a man doesn't necessarily care how successful a woman is versus her beauty.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. What about y'all? You think the same thing?
I think along the lines, I think a man doesn't have no value unless he, like what he's, along the lines of what he said, you know, if a man can provide, then he is valuable.
That's what it was.
If a man can't provide, then he has no value. And, you know, unlike us, we can love a woman being broke, being fat, being, you know, just not having homeless. We can love her unconditionally.
And that's what it was. That's what it is.
And that's what I'm arguing and, you know, again,
about. What about you, Lupe?
Because you got to look at how the world is nowadays.
Yeah.
All right? Because...
Tiptoeing around.
I'm just going to use an example of what you guys said.
Someone has a woman who loves them.
Well, it's because... so, yeah, I'm married, you know.
And she calls in and listens to often.
She's probably listening. Yeah, she'll listen to this part. But, you know, I'm married.
Happily. So, happily
married. Yes, very, very happy.
But it's
very
sister,
happy.
I don't know if
that
counts.
So,
anyway.
I'm married. And I've been married for fucking ever. Like, it's...
You're stuck,
I don't
now,
even
bro.
Remember how many years. But
do you remember
you know,
what freedom looks like?
No, I don't know what freedom okay. looks like.
Okay. He's happy where he's at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been handcuffed all my life. All
right, go ahead, bro.
But, you know, like if you see a very successful man, he could be overweight, bald, you know, whatever. But then you'll see a really good looking woman with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like strip club culture. You'll see the real fat drug dealer with the very, very pretty stripper. You know?
Thanks for recognizing me, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man.
Appreciate that.
But what does he have?
He has money.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then the hardworking guy that doesn't have a lot of money maybe won't get the same attention. But that's also people look at, you know, we're looking at fucking phones all day. So you're looking at what?
Beauty standards.
Yeah, you're looking at standards that you see through the phone, you know?
Yeah. Which are not realistic because when you see them in real life, some, not every single woman, but a lot of them when, I think it's just by default now that they do it, they put the filters on.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I understand that you want to look your best possible thing, but sometimes when you go back and look, it's not the same. And then
I
had
person.
It where till I didn't recognize the person in real life.
Oh, yeah.
And like, hey. Yeah. I'm like, hey. Like, hey, it's me. I'm like, oh, hi. It's like a couple times. And it wasn't because of me. It's because I'm used to seeing something else here on my phone.
I can get my phone right now. Show you.
I'm not trying to be a butt about it, but literally that's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to seeing you.
But see, that's the thing, though. Won't they fall like self love? A lot of these people preach that.
I don't know about that.
You know what I mean?
I think that self love, to me, I get what they're getting as far as the self love. I just don't agree with it because love is a feeling that you have towards another person. Or love is a feeling that you have for everybody, whoever it is, right? It's a love for another person.
Right.
You're not two people, you're one person, you're one individual. All maybe right. you exist somewhere else in the multiverse, but here in this one, you're just one individual, right?
All right.
So I think that could lead to other different things instead of just having to experience love for you to feel good about. Because right. it feels good for you if you fall in love. Even if somebody doesn't love you back, it still feels good for you. Mm. It doesn't feel good for the other person, even if you don't care or right. they don't care for you, but you feel good about it. You know, it's not for the other person, it's for you. So all that self-love thing, I just don't agree with it for the same reason. Mm. Again, you're just one individual. No matter how many people, maybe people that have problems, that have multi personalities, maybe they do. but in regards to to one person, yeah. it's one person. Now, my theory was on y'all's episode that y'all were talking about women mm-hmm. and nice guys.
Nice guys finish last.
Not only that, but I was thinking about it. It's just a messed up thought, but it is. And I know the ladies here, she might enjoy it. Okay, so some women get pregnant by supposedly assholes, right?
Yeah.
But what do they usually look like? They have good genes, right? They're strong.
Yeah.
Even though right. they might be butts, a lot mm-hmm. of the times feel like the leadership quality and type of thing. Even though their other stuff doesn't.
Yeah.
So they get, what we're looking for? The best genes, right? To right. pass mm-hmm. on. Alpha. So they have their child. Later on, they settle with a nicer guy after they've gone through that piece.
Right.
And now mm-hmm. is a nicer, more calmer guy provider. But she already has the kid with the other good genes. Now she can settle with this other.
Oh, nest. Yeah. That one was a big controversy because this fucker had a lot to say
Alpha
on that.
Alpha fucks, beta bucks.
Those, and can we stop talking about, like, we operate in that manner? Because we're not well, animals like that.
Well, animals.
Those terms don't exist. They were made up and we embrace them.
I agree with you, but.
We have leadership qualities, right?
Right.
There's people that have, you can see Obama and you can say that he's alpha, but he's just a leader, right?
Right.
We've been having leaders since the beginning of the times. Mm-hmm. In our tribes, there was always a tribe leader mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. he was older, whatever the reason might be. And then, I don't know if he got all the women or not, but he was the one that we looked up to. And this
right.
has been the same thing till now. That's the reason why we have a president.
Well, you could call, I mean, you can, alpha and beta, those are just placeholder terms, right? So like, you know, if you're a leader, if you're a guy who has strong, you know, masculine qualities, if you have, you know, if you're a successful guy, you know what I mean? All of those qualities, you know what I mean? To say like a different term for each one. No, okay. He's just an alpha. Okay. So it's just a placeholder term. Mm. But the point is that the woman in this instance, you know, the woman, she is drawn to his success, leadership, good genes, whatever. But the point is that he's a desirable person.
Yeah.
So has a kid. Well, those desirable qualities may not always come with stability.
Yeah.
So now she wants stability. Well, that's when you find the beta. And beta, that's just a guy who doesn't have all of the alpha qualities, or he might not be a leader in business. He might not be, you know, physically fit. He might not be whatever, but he has a nurturing nature. He might have a caring agreeableness, and
the
he's system. Stable.
That's what you're saying. I mean, system,
or you know, a fegula. You know, but
a what?
He's but
a what?
He doesn't wear the pants around.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but so
but he's a provider.
But he's a provider. So yeah.
Okay.
So she takes the bucks from the beta,
yeah,
and the alpha gets the fuck.
And I'm not saying this is a conscious like decision type of stuff, right?
Oh, this is
because no, this go is back happening.
For females try to find the best suited, and even happens in regular nature, lions
right.
and lionesses, all that stuff. There's yeah. just something that maybe they don't realize that happens, and why are they attracted to the bad boy type of stuff? It's just maybe
it's
they
just
don't
instinct.
Realize what it, I yeah. think it's instinct,
and then they complain about how men are trash, mm-hmm. how you know, and.
It takes yeah. them years to find the other, but
yeah.
They
but
find
now
they
after so many years, and this is a bad thing. I mean, that was controversial because what do we say? It's like the kids that are yours, you can't discipline them like your kid.
Nope.
Nah. You can't. You're paying all the bills.
Yep.
You're paying. You know, and you got to bring so much to the table that yeah. all you got to say is over and everything is taken away from you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
you're basically a
and workhorse. You still have to pay. Mm-hmm. Consistently for the rest of your life, pretty much. All right, let's go back to
I
the title.
Because he's happily married.
Yeah. I paid child support, remember?
Oh,
dang.
Yeah. They'll
get you.
I had a son at 16.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's 20 or 19 right now.
Yeah. And for real? Yeah. You have a 19-year-old?
I have a 19-year-old, yeah.
Wow. He's in college now, right?
Yeah, he's in college right now. But yeah, I had a son at an early age. Child support is a wonderful thing. Yeah, I know y'all motherfuckers hate it, but pay your fucking child support, because if you want to be a dad, best way to have your fucking rights.
Yeah.
I mean, in this system.
Yeah. This system, yeah.
Like, I'm kind of, you know, I'm going through that too. You know, I got a bunch of kids running around. Anyway, so.
A bunch of kids?
I'm you know, some of them I claim. But anyway, so. But I agree with you with child support, because it's basically, it's the, you know, the best thing you can do is have two parents who come together to raise a child.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes one is an idiot. Or both of them are idiots.
But they were too young to realize what they were
doing. Too young. Yeah. Or
I was young,
ignorant. You know, but
yeah, 16, I don't know what the hell were you doing at 16.
So, I was having fun.
I know.
I was having the time
of my
life.
You having fun now?
Exactly.
I'm surprised I didn't have more kids.
Right?
Dang. Yeah.
So, you know, it's that's why I agree with, you know, child support, because it's the best system we got. You know what I mean? Because you can't, you know.
And they can't kick you out of the kid's life because you're paying child support.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. If not, there'll be legal repercussions.
So a lot of the times you can't really say, like, women that, you know, you're not providing enough, but you are putting your part to. I mean, a lot of the times it's got the money's for the kid, so you'll be able to provide for them to have a better life for whatever reason you're not together. That's the money for them to have, you know, things for school. Stuff is expensive for school and different things like
especially
that.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. So all that money is going to be helpful for it, as long as it's for the child.
Yep.
And again, like you say, it would be the best way to. For my part on that, that raising the kids, it's not for me. I just couldn't. Yeah. I haven't been not able to.
Right.
Give it up to the ones that do if they are able to. But I'm not that. I want my own genetics to be passed on for me.
Yeah.
But people say that.
I've heard people like you say that, and girls will call him, oh, he's trash or
yeah,
he's an asshole.
I understand
like,
that.
Why?
And they can call me whatever they want. Again, but it is my life. What am I going to do?
Right.
Just because other people are weighing in on the way that they feel like I should be acting, right. I should act that way on my life. And take chances that I don't feel like and I don't agree with.
Right. Your body, your choice.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same thing. That's another topic. Okay, so as far as the industry, the industry that you were referring to, you're talking about the independent film industry, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what is it that you try to focus on as far, because I know you have different, you had barbecue, pincha smokers barbecue.
Yeah,
you had different actors, stunt doubles and things like that. So what is it that you try to focus on as far as the actors part? Like what is it that we might need to know that is important for the general public?
How hard they work.
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot of people think it's easy. No, it's actually, you put in, when you're in that world, you do got to put in work. Sometimes you have to pay your shit and long hours.
Long hours.
Shitty people, but you got to put up with them because they're your co-host or they're, you know.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I'm not an actor, so. It ain't me.
Okay. Right. I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm the asshole, but still.
Yeah.
So both of y'all actors have done acting?
Or is it only you? He has done acting.
Yeah, I've done acting.
But you done acting
I'm still
in
doing
films.
Acting. Yeah,
you still do acting.
I'm just a regular ass dude.
Yo, shout out to the homie Marty Bell over here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a director. Me and him work together. He's Emmy nominated.
Oh,
nice. He's filming my next porn star movie. He gets the good angles.
Nah, because whenever he films mine, the camera gets shaky, bro. It's weird.
But yes.
He gets nervous?
I don't know.
Nervous.
It's always like towards the end of the shoot, like the camera starts shaking.
Oh, he shakes with you?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, but that's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, we work together on multiple mini projects. And like, sometimes it can be a pain because it depends on who you're working with.
Mm.
Sometimes you get actors that are full of themselves with the ego. And all that, or sometimes it's a blessing. Sometimes you work together with people that you just can collab with, and you make amazing, you know, amazing video that can make people cry all at the same time, you know. So,
tell me, you were telling me the other day your story of how you got started, and it was kind of accidental, right? Like you were.
Yes. shout out to the homie Smitty. What happened was, so before I'm gonna start with this before I became into the acting or a teacher, I didn't want to do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I was, I guess, going through a breakup. And, you know, so we were just partying. I was just living my best life.
Hit the streets like it was mandatory.
Yeah. And But I was still training. I just got my black belt in 2009.
We talking about Kung Fu. That's what
martial,
you do.
Shaolin Kung Fu is what I study. Mm-hmm. And I just got received my black belt. My teacher was like, it's time for you to go into the world and start, you know, learn to, you know, to teach. So I'm like, nah, I'm just going to be just training. Because I trained at the age of 13. Mm-hmm. That's when I started my training. And I'm probably, what, 20-something or 20, you know, young. 20-something. Yeah, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to at all. So one day, me and this fucker, we're just partying, and I get a call right in the morning. It's probably 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Man, going to bed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not lying.
Yeah, barely, like, real.
Barely going to bed. And my boy Smitty goes, hey, but I told him about you. This director's looking for martial artists, and I told him about you, how good you are with your kung fu. So yeah, I said, okay. So I brought him with me. We just go.
Still hungover.
We show up hungover. I mean, and I'm just like, what are we doing here? Like, so the guy comes up to me.
Give me one more beer, and I'll be young.
The guy hands me a sword, which is my specialty. So I started writing the form, and by this time, I didn't know that. When you're in front of camera, you got to slow down.
Mm, yeah.
So I was moving so fast that the guy was like, they couldn't see my
your movements.
My movements. Mm-hmm. So like he goes, and everybody in the room was like shocked. And then he goes, can you guys put a fight scene together? He goes, we looked at each other like, oh yeah, simple.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
So
I got some water for you right there, my brother.
So yeah, so we put the fight scene together. Probably like 30 minutes.
Yeah, probably about 30 minutes.
Like 30 minutes, we put a fight scene together. And next thing you know, like, they said, action. And I'm throwing the punches. I'm really aiming for his face.
Yes.
And I'm really aiming for, like, I'm kicking towards his nuts. And this fucker really has to block. Mm-hmm. So Ouch. We were moving so fast again that they had to stop us within the trick. Like, you guys can't move like that. And we're, like, confused. And they're like, what are you asking me to do? What do you want me to do?
Act it out?
Yeah. Exactly.
Not make it real.
And I'm like, I'm not an actor. I'm just like, I'm a martial artist. So the 100 take, literally, it was 100 take.
100 take.
Because they made sure that I announced it. Like, this is the 100 take. Mm-hmm. So by the 100 take, we were tired. I'm just like,
There it is. There it is.
Like, if you can look at the video, it's all of that is our sloppiest takes ever. And
like, we look at that like, the video is still up.
Is it still up, right?
It's still up. You can still go on YouTube. Like, we look at that video and we're just like, bro, we were so slow. Because, you know, as a martial artist, if you're going to throw a kick, like, you want to
go fast. Speed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The fastest, hardest kick ever. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So.
What is y'all's take on all y'all on MMA? What do you think about it? Because there's a big MMA fight coming.
I think it has a good and bad.
Yeah?
As a martial artist, a traditional martial artist, I like the tradition because, like, as you get better, your teacher would demonstrate a new technique to you.
Mm.
Only if you're, you know, if you got your shit together.
Mm.
Versus MMA, it's like, as long as you're paying the coach. I mean, don't get me wrong. As long as, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I feel like martial art was meant to help us for the discipline. Like, right now, we don't have no discipline. Like, mm-hmm. these kids are just fucking wild. Mm-hmm. Or people are just comfortable with talking shit and not getting punched in the mouth.
Mm.
So
online?
Yeah, there's some keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
But I feel like martial arts helps you with the discipline. It helps you with, like, stress, anxiety. It has many benefits.
Yeah.
But MMA, I don't know. Like, it does, but it doesn't.
So your part mostly that you don't like is the fact that they don't get to stay and train with a master or whoever it is, coach, for their, like, because some of them do, but some of them don't change from coach to coach, and of course they get paid because they got to make a living.
Right.
But they don't really focus on that one particular discipline. They try to be well-rounded to be like the best one.
What Bruce Lee said, I fear the man that knows.
I don't fear the man who knows
a thousand techniques. I fear the man that trains one technique a thousand times.
A thousand times. Repetition is key.
Well, yeah.
Or 10,000 hours to master and things like that. Dude. What about yourself? MMA, what do you think?
Well, I like what MMA has done as far as they take the effectiveness of traditional martial arts, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and they show that, and they're able to mix different martial arts with, you know, their body types and stuff like that, which I think is great and wonderful. However, I feel like MMA is kind of like kind of like the difference between like a home cooked meal and McDonald's.
Mm.
Like, sure, it's food, but you're missing that. You're missing that sitting down at the table with your mom. Mm. You're missing that wisdom that your sensei or your sifu, because your kickboxing coach is not going to tell you how to handle life.
Mm.
My sifu taught me how to handle life.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I knew how to throw a kick. You know what I mean? Your jiu-jitsu coach for your MMA is not going to, you know, tell you, hey, this is how you handle situations where you're really angry.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But my sifu taught me how to handle anger.
Mm.
You feel me?
Gotcha.
So that's like, I like the fact that, you know, it's kind of like McDonald's. Everybody gets to eat,
mm-hmm.
but you're missing that home cooked meal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lupe? What do you think of MMA?
I love the blood.
You like it?
I love the fighting.
Have you checked out bare knuckle
fight? Yes, I have seen
like that.
That
one?
That shit is fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
So, I didn't do martial arts or anything like that. I fought in the hood. I got street training.
Undefeated on the streets. Yeah.
I got street training.
That's right.
Yes. Don't test my gangster.
Some say he fought Jimmy Boy.
Nah.
Nah.
That's Sifu.
Oh, my bad.
That's the teacher right there.
That's the Jimmy wrestler. Boy Baby.
Oh, my
Jimmy
bad.
Boy, please say the baby.
Please say the baby. But the only problem I got with MMA is that these guys put their bodies on the line and they get fucking brutally destroyed out there. They don't make enough money.
That's true.
You're talking about the UFC in general or all the other promotions in general, period?
Damn near all of them. If you look at boxing is king, you know? Mm-hmm. They make the most money.
Well, that's the upper level.
The upper echelon.
Well, yes,
even the lower level. Ones are not making as
but,
much and they have to make a lot
at
of
that,
sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Take any top UFC fighter, any of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And besides Conor McGregor, who else is making money like a boxer?
Nobody.
None of them.
Nobody.
Not even Conor by himself.
If Conor fights in the UFC, he might not even hit a million.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and these boxers, you take Gervonta Davis, there best boxer out right now.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it going to cost him to fight?
Haney would be a better boxer, but he's up there as far as name and popularity.
Yeah, name and popularity only, you know. Yeah.
Canelo.
Yeah, Canelo. Name and popularity. Canelo's.
You don't want to see him lose to somebody, though. It's fine. It's fine, bro.
Yeah. Look, tell me, go ahead, bro.
So, leave Canelo alone, all right?
Okay, all right. My bad.
He's riding him over here.
He took a big challenge and he just lost.
He did. It was a big challenge and he gave it what he could. He got beat up.
Hey, but shout out to Canelo. He always gets back.
I was going to be surprised to call it the other way. I was like,
I was hoping they didn't because.
Yeah, he looks bad, so bad because mm-hmm. boxing already has. I've seen videos of different people talking about fixing fights. So that stuff really does exist.
Yeah,
it's real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, please don't let it be that. Because I'm just going to be like, man, boxing's just now become a little better than it used to be.
Yeah.
And then to do that. But anyways, you were saying?
I forgot what I was fucking saying.
So you were saying about MMA.
Oh, yeah. MMA, you know, they don't make as much as they should. And I think they take more punishment at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Really I mean, if you ever seen Nate Diaz fight, he's always looking half dead at the end of the fight,
mm-hmm.
You know, because he takes so much punishment and then you don't even make nowhere near the money that a boxer makes.
Right. Yeah.
And they don't take that much punishment. I mean, they take punishment, but not compared to MMA fighters.
Another thing I think, well, that part too, but another thing that I think MMA is a little better on is because boxing, there's a lot of consistent blows to mm-hmm. the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
But MMA can end with a submission or mm-hmm. rear naked or a chokeout, and that's it. And you don't have to. But the gloves are a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that you don't know how many shots you can take to the head. Mm-hmm. And take me back to the time where you began and started joining them repetitively. It was the second show you were just there, just visiting,
so
chilling?
So the second show, I was just sitting on the side.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they were like, hey, come on the mic. I was like, oh, shit. All right, yeah, sure. You know, I've always been able to talk and
talk shit.
Get through things and talk shit. It's just my nature. Mm-hmm. Like, I get along with people and I could talk about anything. And then one day he called me. He goes, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Laying down. He goes, do you want to come to the show? I'm like, to go see her? He's like, no, be on the show. I was like, oh, okay. Show starts at 9 o'clock. It's like 8:30, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to hurry the hell up and get over here. Okay, mm-hmm. so I went to the show. And he did that like three more times.
Yeah, we did on purpose.
Like,
you know he was late?
No, he called me last minute. So, well, first,
first it was just me and him. You know what I mean? So, but we you know, me and him, we, me and Manny, we talked about, you know, adding another person, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, well, I'm going to call P.O. up last moment and see if he's down.
I'm gonna give him three chances.
Uh-huh.
That's gonna be his test. If he shows up, it's him. Because we wanted him a long time ago, and not in that way.
In that way.
So I said on the last one, I said, "We'll just announce it on the show." Because my sister was like,
"After that third time."
I think my sister was like, "He's so happy. Like when you get on the show, you can see he's happy." Mm-hmm. And I think this is like another side I've never seen on him. Mm-hmm. Like I said, where we come from, we don't do this, man. Like,
yeah.
Like it's
unheard of.
It's unheard of. It's the hood, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but for me to be able to bring someone from the hood, and let him do him, he could bring more people. You know, bring a different aspect. Even though we're from the same hood, but I mean, you can bring more different people that I don't know. And yeah, man. Like ever since he adds
add a little flavor, a little spice.
Yeah,
you know?
He's out there, yeah. But that's how we started.
Tapatio, like,
the Cholula, bro.
On the Cholula.
Elaborate a little bit more on y'all's part, and maybe yourself too. As far as like, what do you mean where you come from? Like, what exactly are you referring to?
The hood, like East Side. You know,
we're from East Fort Worth. East Fort Worth, the Poly area.
Okay.
All day.
And what's over there exactly? How you describe it? With back in the day, so still to this day.
So back in the day when we were growing up, 90s.
90s.
Gang banging,
crackheads all over the place. And prostitutes.
Latin Kings were heavy.
Lots of prostitutes. Yes, Latin Kings
were heavy.
Shout out to a lot of my homies that are Latin Kings.
Funny story, I thought he got jumped in, and I got jumped in too. He goes, I never got jumped in. Like, what? I was like,
over here, gangbanger over here.
I'm like, so I got jumped in for nothing?
I was just cool with all of it.
Like, what the heck? Yeah. Hey, I want to take that back. Hey, how do you mean to get jumped in?
Hey, can you unjump me, bro?
Jump me?
Yeah, so, but then again, everybody around me, that's why everybody around me was a gangster, you know? There was nobody that was like, oh, don't do that. Everybody was like, no, you do it, bro, do it. So, and after I found out he was, and I was kind of like, ain't that a bitch? Like,
I thought we were the same. I'm like, nah, that's just you.
So you became a gang member back then.
Yeah, but this was in
2013?
No. This was when I was 13. Because right after I did that, I joined martial arts. Mm-hmm. And it changed my world. And actually,
how do you stop being a gang member then? Just tell her
what you're doing. Stop showing up to the fucking meetings.
And they forget about you?
Yeah, pretty much.
They never forget.
Everybody's either dead, locked up, so.
Yeah, right? Everybody's gone, bro.
I had
a kid at 16, and I got kicked out of school, and I was just like, I ain't around anybody no more. I got to work. I got diapers to buy now.
So you had to work at 16 already?
Yeah. Well, somewhat. So I didn't want to work at no fucking grocery store or a fucking fast food place. Mm-hmm. So
it's too cool for that.
It's hard to work.
It is hard.
Like these people that work in the food industry work hard as fuck.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? My tío, he paints houses on the weekend. I go help him make a hundred or two, you know, painting a couple of houses. Cool. And then one of my friends worked at for a roofing company. And he was my age. He got kicked out of school. So he's like, hey, you want to come work over here with me? I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't know what the fuck I was getting into.
Bro, roofing is
roofing is the hardest fucking thing.
I did it one day and I quit.
I'm Mexican, but I'm not that type of man.
Yeah,
that's the same thing I said.
I'm not the roofing. I'm not that cutting yard Mexican.
So,
and shout out to my Mexicanos that do all that.
Yeah,
really,
you motherfuckers that do it.
I appreciate y'all, but I'll be working from the house on my computer.
Yeah.
I'll be on my computer. I'll be doing this.
Grass, right?
I'm that type of Mexican. Yeah. I said at the time, not to disrespect anybody, but literally, shout out to y'all, because that shit is hard.
You motherfuckers out there working in the sun.
I know.
You motherfuckers.
I was one of those.
710 degree weather.
Out there, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just now have a different job where I don't work unless I'm thankful for it.
Man.
Bro.
I can't do that.
So he took you to where?
So he took me to go work with him roofing. And it was like a week before I turned 18, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I turned 18, my brother's like, hey, you want to come work with me at a metal fabrication company? They're like, Yes. Yes. So back then, you know, I got hired on. I was getting paid like $8 an hour.
Dang.
And that was good back then.
That was above average. Yeah. The minimal was $5.15
Yeah,
at
this
that
was
time,
like
right?
in 2004.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you making good money, bro. Yeah.
I was like, $8 an hour? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch me. I'm going to go get a car now. I was all excited, you know, and then I just... I've been doing metal fabrication ever since.
Nice. Yeah. That's what's up. All right. So tell me about, I know you wanted to talk a little bit and touch up on immigration. Why was it that you wanted to bring it up? And I know that you had mentioned, because I think it's important. I think it's not something that, I know that it's getting talked about. I know there's all kinds of stuff that the government's supposed to be working on with the Dreamers and everything like that. But what is it that you wanted to bring it up? What was I think you had mentioned you knew somebody or somebody was going through something like that.
Well, I mean, there's I know a lot of shout out to mm-hmm. Mateos. I'm not gonna say which one. They just got here.
We ain't gonna drop the dime.
They just got here. Rato los veo, tío. But I mean, that immigration thing is like I think it's because we were talking about the kids in cages.
Yes, we were talking about
and we were talking about like how that shit is just nobody's talking about it no more.
I don't think we're talking about it still now.
No, nobody.
And I think they're still.
But the problem is the kids are still in the cages.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and then I like I was talking about that. I knew a friend like that was into that, but now she's not. Like, how do we go from talking about it to let's do something to?
Oh, it's because Trump's not here.
So what did she move to? What did she move into? Like, what did she?
I don't even know. It was the first. It started over a dude, if I remember. Mm. When she started about like this whole immigration thing, it was over a guy. Mm. Now that the guy broke up with her, now she doesn't care about that anymore. But I'm just like, that's still an issue, though. You know, right. For me, it's like, and I've had Mexicans, I have met Mexicans that once they get their papers, they're all, now that, you know, they completely do a 360 on you. Like, oh, well, that's their problem. They need to come here illegally. I'm like, well,
you came here illegally.
Yeah, but,
like,
that's what I'm saying. It's
like, yeah, but last month, you were one of them, too.
Right? Just like, you were.
No, pero yo ya tengo papeles.
Yeah, exactly.
Ahorita. Yeah, now.
But you see what I mean, though? It's like some of them get the papers and the change, and they're like, well.
But it's because some, I think they see it the way that way because some people don't make an effort to do that, to try to get their papers or, you know, anything in general like that. And some people just can't. It's a harder situation for them.
Right.
I mean.
For example, what would it be, something like that?
I don't know. Like, some people get their papers just because, you know, they have anchor babies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had a kid
What's
here.
An anchor baby?
You know what
never
anchor
heard
baby
anchor
is?
Baby? I don't know what
you never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
So I'm an anchor baby, you know? Mm. My parents came over here.
Had
me.
You, and now you're
so
American.
So funny thing is, my mom crossed the border like 8 months pregnant with me.
Nice.
And she
That's
had me
crazy.
Here.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So if I would have came a month earlier, I would have been Mexican.
So the last person was trying to even get rid of anchor babies. So mm-hmm. even he would have been accepted here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Even though you were born here in the U.S., they were like going to ship you out too.
So like, since I was born here, if my mom wanted to become a citizen, she could use me.
Oh.
Because he's automatically a citizen.
Because I'm automatically
as long as
citizen.
She's not over at the age of 18 and she's not married, if I'm not mistaken. Right. That she can apply for you and start, you know. Which is a process because I wasn't legal for a long time.
Right.
But there was fines that you have to pay. You have to get an attorney. You have to go through steps. And it takes a long time. You have to go to get physicals, get shots, and... You know, eventually you get, you know, your, what they call a green card, your residency card. And then you can begin working with your social and everything. But it takes a time. It takes some time to do all that. And it takes a lot of money, like you mm-hmm. said. So a lot of times, first of all, is not asking enough questions, not know where to go to and not having the resources, meaning the funds also. And then also, because it takes a long time.
Mm.
And luckily for me, it was my father that was, you know, good. And then we were able to, my siblings were able to apply. But a lot of other people don't have that option, you know?
Right.
And even if you do marry somebody that is now it's for just that reason, they're really on it to make sure that that's the reason, not just to become a legal here.
Right.
So, yeah. But those kids in the cages right now, that they're really no more coverage. And I know there's people, activists going out there and talking about it and doing something about it.
Right.
They're going to have a lot of problems. Not only that, but there's a lot of problems already going on with the, like everything that's going on in there, you know, you're talking about abuse, physical mixing, abuse, and all kinds of stuff that they're gonna have problems with. You
no,
know,
yeah, and my only issue with it about the whole kids in cages thing is that this started under Obama.
Yeah, it's been going. It wasn't the last guy.
It started. It started under
that's
Obama.
When the policy, that's when the policy was written.
And it continued till Trump. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, hey, Trump, you got kids in cages. And then Trump's like, I didn't put them there. They were already there. And he didn't do anything to make it any better.
Right.
But yet they're still in the cages.
He wanted to build a retractable wall or a wall that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
a beautiful wall.
I mean, what's Biden doing right now?
Well, see, that's one thing that I have to say about, like, you know, the quote unquote conservative sides or Republicans, whatever, is that they hold their leadership to task if they don't fulfill what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, the liberals, you know, they're not holding them to task what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Biden should have been had these kids out of cages. And also, just to put it out there, all of the African Americans who took the support from the Latinos and Hispanics when it came to Black Lives Matters are surprisingly silent when it comes to this immigration issue.
I wonder why.
I think that's wrong.
Why do you think that happens? Why do you think this is not their problem?
Because that's what it is. It's like,
But whenever they were having problems, we're okay to back them up, and that's not okay. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like we're all in this together.
We're going to become the majority, the minorities, African Americans.
The minorities have been the majority of the world.
It's 20 to 30 years. 20 to 30 years, if we don't mess up this world, if we don't mess it up to the point that where none of us are going to be here, if we don't mess it up to that point, within 20 to 40 years, the Latinos are going to be. And that's the reason why certain things are being implemented now. And this may be just me thinking, maybe like exploring like a rabbit hole on it. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why certain things are being implemented, for the same reason that certain people are going away and becoming the minority, and they need to get those numbers up.
Right. So exactly what it is. This is an interesting just a view that I've had, because I've traveled quite a bit the last year or so. Mm-hmm. But you could go, if they say that we're the minority, but you can go anywhere in Texas and see nothing but Mexicans all over the place, everywhere. So now if you go to Philadelphia, because I worked in Philadelphia for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You see our large population of white people and black people. You know, there's no Mexicans over there. Mm. I don't understand and comprehend how white people are the majority if it doesn't look that way. Like, everywhere you look, there's more of black and Mexican everywhere else compared to how many
people. So do you think it's the census that is not being reported correctly for the same purpose? Or do you think that maybe the Latinos or the minorities are not really proactively engaging on those census?
It's probably both. Mm. It'd probably be a mixture of both.
Well, it's they play with the numbers. Like, you know, just Hispanics, you know, that's including, you know, all Latinos, you know, just Hispanics compared to, you know, compared to the European Americans, lack of a better term. Well, that's the term I like to use, European Americans. That's where they came from. But anyway, they tend to forget that they came from Europe. But anyway.
What? They didn't originate from this place?
No.
Native to this land?
I'm sorry.
No, surprising.
What?
I keep telling people all the time, there's only two people that actually belong in the United States. The Native Americans and blacks. The Native Americans is there.
I believe there was black people here before there was white people here.
I
believe there was black people here before there was white people here.
I think that's one of the theories.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. But to get back on the topic, you know, Hispanics as a group aren't as numerous as European Americans. Asians as a group aren't as numerous as European Americans. But Asians, blacks, Hispanics, Middle Easterns as a group are more numerous than European Americans in this country. So we are minorities, but we're really the majority of America.
Combine us all.
Exactly.
All the ones.
That's why they always
combine all the colors and we outbeat them.
That's why they always try to separate us. That's why when the pandemic hit and there was violence against Asians, who did they report on? Oh, it was a black person who attacked an Asian, because they're trying to separate the Asians and the blacks. Because if we came together,
And that was a lot of them that actually that were doing the damages themselves.
Yep. And there's a work. There's work right that's now on a third party again on another additional party.
That's what created, we really need.
Being created for the ones that are kind of in the middle, not Republican, not Democrat. You can still keep whatever you would like. But the ideals that both of them have are too extreme. They're not being met in the middle. And there's a lot of people that are not being heard. So there's a new party, I think it's called Forward, that kind of lets you keep, you want to consider Republican, that's fine. But this is the things that we want to push for our candidate because none of our parties are going. And I think the two-party system is all twisted.
Yeah.
We got old people telling us what to do.
Yeah.
So, and then they're not even going to have to live by the rules.
Yeah, they're not.
Exactly. I'm afraid.
We're going to have to endure all this that the Supreme Court is doing in 20, 30 years. It's not even right now. Yeah. And then even though, whether you want it or not, that last guy, whether you want it or not, that fool did a lot of moving it and shaking for certain people and put people in position. And he did exactly what he was going to, they wanted him to do. He did exactly that. And what did they say they wanted to overturn? And they did it.
Yep.
And right after that comes all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it affects me in general. Me, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't really, I don't feel it in anything. But there are certain people that do feel those changes. Mm-hmm. And that mother trucker did it. Yep. He did it for them.
Can you imagine? You go to Biden, he goes, hey, I think I used to own you. What?
You know what I don't understand? Like, well, I do understand it. But at the same time, it's crazy to me that the origin of the U.S. was for religious persecution, right? And they came here, and all of a sudden they realized, oh my goodness, there's all this fertile land and all these beautiful lands. We got to take it back, right? But even within the Constitution, even there's only a small phrase that says in God or something like that. It mentions God, but everything else is freedom of religion, meaning that you can, you know, exercise the religion or not exercise the religion. Mm-hmm. But there's always this religion people, they're trying to push whatever it is that, but it's not a religious country. There's a reason why people came here for the same reason that they wanted to exercise whatever they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And they always wanted to push that.
But they always want to push that one view.
That one view, but it's not the way it is based on the Constitution. If you want to base everything on the Constitution, I think it's just like everything, like, they only bring up certain things if it's beneficial to the argument.
There you go.
It's not beneficial if they're not going to. Okay. Back to the show. Sorry. Great stuff. Great content. Okay. What was the most interesting guest you had so far?
I think all of them.
To me, each
guest is so different.
It's like picking a favorite kid.
It's because everybody has something different that they bring to the table. Yeah. Like everybody's a different person. Just last week we had
Putas Paletas.
Oh yeah, they were cool.
It's a woman. Shout out to Naomi,
the homie,
her Instagram,
and just Chris.
She has a paleta cart that says Putas Paletas, you know, and she goes to parties and events and hands out, you know, Mexican paletas, you know, and parties with them, which is fucking brilliant if you want to just go party and get paid for it.
I know which one's my favorite. My favorite is Drunk News.
Drunk News
is my favorite.
Tell me what is that exactly.
Okay, so I don't even know how the hell we came about Drunk News.
So I was telling them one day, I was like, hey, we need to do a news show, but we drink while we're doing it. And then we get fucked up all the way through the show, you know? So
y'all don't have pregame before y'all start seeing the news. Y'all just start getting in motion.
We start drinking and we start going into it.
So one day he goes, I don't know if it was me or him, but like, let's invite some people over. Mm-hmm. Just random dudes that the boys watching the news. And the first one was a disaster. It wasn't a disaster. It was pretty cool because
it was a prototype.
Yeah, it was a prototype. And that's why we got the idea because it's like we started on topic. Towards the end of the show, everybody's just like out there.
Yeah, you're talking about all sorts of stuff.
I think... his brother was the one that was talking.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when you were all snitching.
Oh, yeah.
My brother broke my arm. He broke my nose.
I got all the trauma out of
I ran into a truck.
Out of the years.
That is actually the funniest episode. Yeah. If you go back, that's the funniest episode.
Which one was it? Because there's a different one.
So we do this every month. Every month we have a drunk meeting.
The last show every month.
Yeah.
So which was the one that you had? Because I think I seen a little bit of one of them, but I think there was like other guests. Maybe it was that episode.
We kind of had the same guest every time.
We've had his brother.
We just add one or two more persons here and there.
This time we're gonna switch it up.
We're doing an all woman.
We're gonna do all women too.
All women drunk in news.
Yeah.
All women drunk in news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about yours? Who's your favorite? What he, did you name one?
No, I was getting into that. Then we started.
Yeah, do you have one?
Okay. What do you? What is yours, Lupe? You have a
favorite? I don't know. I don't really think I have a favorite.
Really?
Like.
So drunken news is his favorite segment, but he didn't say who's his favorite person.
Yeah, you got
just in general.
Who's your favorite person?
Like again, not to create controversy, but I don't know, something that you liked about their story. Or
I can know my one of my teachers was on my actual martial art teacher was on the show.
Oh, nice!
And that was my favorite episode.
Damn, you took mine.
Well, no, it was my martial art teacher because we had
all three of them.
Yeah, all three of my teachers on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that was one of my favorite
episodes. Mine was my homeboy Alan. That was our jail episode.
Oh, Ollie.
Ollie. Yo.
Yeah.
Ollie. Shout out.
He made a spread.
A prison spread.
Pizza. Yeah, they have a pizza spread.
Yeah.
Like a spread.
He made a prison
pizza.
Bro,
that was good.
Yeah?
That was fucking delicious. I thought it was going to be gross as hell. That shit was good.
It looked gross, but it was fucking delicious.
Okay. Tell me, so for whatever reason, some of y'all are magnets to getting arrested sometimes. And sometimes it's for the dumbest things ever. It's not even like anything rational behind it. But all of a sudden, y'all end up on the ground with your hands and cuffed. Okay. Lupe, what is one story that you had?
All right. So one time, it was during the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it vividly. And I was.
Remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I was drinking, you know, we're watching the fight. We're enjoying ourselves. Fight's over, everybody's like, hey, let's open this bottle, let's drink. And I'm like, hey, fuck yeah, let's go. So we're sitting there taking shots. It wasn't even because we were loud or anything.
Mm-hmm.
My homeboy's like, hey, I don't remember where I parked. He walked me downstairs. I'm like, oh yeah, let's go. I'll show you where you park because I lived in an apartment complex. So as I lived in the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
I made it down to the bottom, you know, walking him and his girl. And then like five cops just pull up.
Mm.
Get your hands up. Me being the guy that I am, I'm like, yes, sir. Hands are up. I'm not even asking why.
Yeah.
Automatically. Just
my other friend is like, why? We didn't do nothing. Why the hell do we got to put our hands up? I was like, hey, chill, bro. We didn't do nothing. We're good, you know? They'll let us go. Just put your hands up. He goes, fuck that. I'm not going to do that because this isn't, I didn't do anything. We didn't do nothing wrong. I'm like, hey, man, I'm cooperating. You know, and I was just, you know, I was going. So apparently somebody broke into some cars or whatever, you know, and we had just happened to walk outside whenever they were looking for him. So I was like, you know, okay. And they're like, give us a description of the suspects. While he was trying to get the description of the suspects, everybody that was inside the house started coming out to the patio.
Mm.
And they're like, you fucking pigs, they ain't do nothing.
Oh, I was talking so much shit.
Oh,
he was part of it.
I was talking shit. I was at the balcony talking shit. Look at them. They got nothing to do. Up until they came upstairs, I shut the fuck up.
They went upstairs. Everybody got quiet.
I went to sleep.
So, you know, I'm sitting there.
Standing up.
So as we're sitting there, you know, trying to find out what's going on, the cop's like, can I get the description of the suspect? Oh, yeah, two black males, about six feet tall, wearing a black and gray hoodie. I'm like, I had a black hoodie. My homeboy had a gray hoodie. I'm like, oh, wow, we fit the description so well.
But yeah, not black.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm like.
Or they're 6 foot.
So
or I'm, 6 feet.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like, yeah, we're both definitely not 6 feet at all. You know, so I'm thinking, hell yeah, we get to go, you know, right. Honest mistake. No problem. Since they were making so much noise, they were like, we're going to check you out. We need your ID. We need everything. I'm like, ah, fuck.
You had a warrant.
Yeah, I had a warrant. Yeah. And I was just like, so, you know. He read, you know, everything. He handcuffed me. He sat me on the floor. He's like, you know, then everybody got real mad and everybody continued to talk shit. And then the cop tried to go up the stairs and go into my apartment. But luckily my wife was like, no, you're not going to come
into
my
apartment.
Yeah, you
ain't got a search warrant.
You don't have any right to come in here.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they argued about it, you know, whatever. And then he's like, is there anything you want to leave with my wife? Like, yeah, take my wallet out. Leave her the money so she can bail me out. So, you know, he pulls my wallet out. If anybody knows me, I work a lot. I've always worked a lot of hours, you know. Like, I'm that guy that works 10, 12-hour days every day, and including on Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
So I always had fat-ass checks. And, you know, I had just cashed it, you know, and I didn't have a bank account back then. You know, I had all my money in my fucking wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, like, $800 in my wallet. He goes, what are you doing with all this? I'm like, motherfucker, I worked. So I stopped cooperating once I know I'm going to jail.
Dang.
Like, right. What's the point of being nice
what's
now?
Point?
I mean, right.
Yeah, you know, fuck that. I'm like, motherfucker, I work. He goes, oh, yeah, what kind of work do you do? I'm like, I don't even need to tell you. Like, what does it matter?
More
he goes, well, it's just,
ass.
You know, you have a lot of money. I'm like, that's because I work hard for money. I have a job that I go to every day. You know, like what you're doing right now, except, you know,
I'm actually
I would be doing it better if I was you.
And I don't harass people,
right?
Just be like, petty. Run your record instead of like, bro, you don't fit the script.
So whatever. I'm already in the cop car. You know, wife's got the money. I'm like, cool. You know, whatever. I'm going to jail. I'll get out in the morning. No problem. And the whole time he's getting, the cop's getting calls, you know, I'm like, oh man, that sounds like it could be something important. But now you're just wasting your time with me. You know, you could be catching criminals.
The real
he's like,
guys.
I got a criminal in the back seat. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm sorry, I had a taillight out. Take me to jail forever.
I was laughing so hard.
I was so sarcastic, like, it was funny. When I got out of the car, he was so mad. Yeah. He, like, yanked me out the car, you know?
I've done the same thing before. When I'm in the back already with cuffs, I know you're supposed to stay quiet. We're already going that way. So like, I was like, might as well.
In my mind, I'm like, he's either going to whoop my ass or he's just going to be real mad all day.
Exactly.
What are the cars?
Either way, it's a win. Because if he beats my ass in the back of the cop car, I'm just going to act like I passed out, and I'm suing.
I'm suing
the shit out of him.
Yeah, one of the cops that happened to me, and one of the cops was like, and I was just, the same thing, I was just like, F it. And then, you have a mute button? And, oh, he just set me up even more. And heck nah, it just started rambling different crap.
No,
nothing threatful, nothing, just stupid stuff, and, you know, just mumbling, like, my freedom of speech, blah, 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 and just going on, and just really? Whatever. You already had me, like. You know?
That's funny.
But, it was something it was some funny situation, something like they should have let me go, but just didn't. Mm-hmm. They was like, okay, well, fine then. I'm just going to run my lip.
Yeah, like if you're going to jail, what's the point of being quiet now?
Right.
All right. Y'all mentioned on one of y'all shows that y'all had a pilot that y'all shot. Was it a pilot for Netflix or y'all were just BSing about it?
It was when he doesn't know how to shut his mouth.
Uh-huh.
We were shooting. Actually, my boy Marty was there when we shot Butch Parker. And,
we almost got killed.
We were shooting for Netflix. And so this was along those times where it was the DC. It was a sniper.
The DC sniper.
The
DC sniper that was shooting from a van.
So it was around that time. We went out to was it Veterans Park?
Veterans Park.
We went out to Veterans Park because the scene was like. It was like a sniper shot, you know, from far away. And we had two actors, you know, one had a hood. So actually I shot myself. So because I was playing the guy who was getting kidnapped, or I was a kidnapped or
something like,
hostage or something like that. And I also played the sniper. So, but anyway, so I had this big ass fucking rifle, right? And so, you know, we finished shooting and stuff like that. And so we're walking around with this rifle.
Like a real rifle, or was it a mock make-believe rifle? It was always air.
It looked real as fuck. So you know, I think I'm carrying it, right?
Yeah.
So we're all walking back and stuff like that, and this guy is walking with his kid, and he's like, you know, hey, what's up? What are you guys up to? And I said, you know, me being a fucking dumbass I am, was like, oh, just out here shooting people.
Oh my goodness! You know you do that often, even with a couple other stories that you have, like the line, the punchline when you want to hit it, you got your timings off.
I just gotta say something, bro. Like
that's always
especially with everything that's going on, bro. Yeah. What do you think he's gonna do?
That's always been his problem. And like,
there was a couple of times when I heard stories about that. Just the timing is off a little bit, or like. Like, it's just the wrong time.
The wrong time.
It's a serious situation. Yeah. I know you want to alleviate it, but it's just the wrong thing to say. Like, people are getting shot, and then you say you're shooting people. What do you think the man's going to think?
Exactly. And that dude goes, oh, yeah, he, like, look, I got a gun. And I'm like, no. It's like, you know, we start explaining to him. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Man is like, no.
So was it for a movie, for a show?
It was a friend that he wrote a script, and he wanted to pitch it to Netflix.
So we should know.
He got with Marty to film it, and... You know, I think we were in it actually too. So we were trying to shoot a pilot for it. So but he doesn't know how to shut up.
I mean, like
he's always it's not the first time too. There's been incidents where he jokes and people don't know if he's serious or he's not. See, Rashad's sense of humor is, how can I put it? Like, you gotta know him to understand it. Mm. If you don't know him and some random guy just blurts out something, I think it was one time it was a homegirl of mine's. Now this goes back to way back. She made a sexual joke towards me or something like that. And then you jumped in.
She goes,
I don't know you. She goes, yeah, but I know men. He goes, I don't care. I don't know you. She got all offended.
Yeah, she was. I can see that. She was so offended. When that was the party in my pants or something like that.
Yes.
Oh. So he had this friend, you know, platonic friend, you know, that he'd known for a while and stuff like that.
And she didn't talk to me no more.
And she had texted him, but at the time, you know, we were broke, so we were kind of sharing phones. And so
he started replying back.
Yeah, so the text message came through. she was like, you know, where's the party at? So I was like, in my pants, are you down?
Oh my goodness.
You know, I didn't know.
What would you describe as humor? Because I think it's just timing's off.
He doesn't know when. I think to me, he doesn't know when.
It's an appropriate time for a joke about a certain thing.
When to turn it on, when to turn it off.
Yeah. So, I always go for the joke.
I like the part whenever you were talking about that he had to call you because he was going to the funeral. He had to get all those jokes out before he got to the funeral. Good idea. I don't know, but I thought it was hilarious.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but... I forget what episode that was, but this fucker was calling me. I said, "What's going on?" "Nah, man, you busy right now?" I said, "Nah, hey, just go with it. I got it's a serious situation, but I wrote some jokes down. Hold on."
So my grandfather had passed.
Oh, right? I'm sorry about your loss.
Oh, no problem. He's a better place. So he had just passed, and I'm driving to the funeral, which is like an hour away. And I laugh to keep from crying.
Yeah.
But this is like the other side of the family that doesn't really like joke like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I called. He's the only person that kind of understands, like, you gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll call him up on like some tragic shit.
It's a good coping mechanism.
Yeah. Like, I'll call him up on some tragic shit, and the first thing he does is make fun of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd be like, "Oh, bro, I broke up with my girl." He was like, "Again? Which one was it?" You know what I mean? Like but it's that kind of, you know, relief for the trauma. Gotcha. You know what I mean? So I called him up. I was like, "Bro, I'm on my way to the funeral."
Hold on. I got a problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you a joke. I don't know. There was one time a friend of mine, because he said this. He said a friend of mine was going through a breakup, and he goes, "Bro, get over it. Right now, she's." She's getting her, and he's like, tears are coming down.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the second day they broke up. So like this, and he's laughing just like he is now. He goes, "Bro, she's probably taking a pounding right now.
She is not thinking about you, bro.
Right now,
she's got two guys going like this, bro."
This dude had tears coming down his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You made him cry?
That's what I mean. Yes, I'll tell you who it is.
He did.
But that's what I mean. He doesn't, I'm like, Rashad. Read the fucking room, bro. Like, this guy.
I'm with them on there.
The room. Get over it. I think it's the timing in the room reading is just off, bro.
You know, because I've, this fucker knows, like, I've been through so much tragedy in my life, and some of the best humor comes from the most tragic things. You know, the thing is, like, the best comics you know have the most tragic backgrounds. You know, your George Lopez's, your Richard Pryor's, your Kevin Hart's, your Dave Chappelle's, if you look in their background, they have tragedy all in their background. But they're some of the funniest motherfuckers ever.
Yeah.
Are
y'all going to host the brushes? What's it called?
Paintbrush ones?
The brushes? Yeah, we already had them on.
I think that would be good if y'all do the.
I think we were talking about it, right?
You were talking on their episode about it.
Yeah,
I like the promo video y'all cut for that episode.
Oh, that's shout out to Marty.
Thanks to Marty.
Shout out to Marty De Leon.
Great work. And then
Grammy nominated.
Yeah, and then if you're not doing this,
Emmy nominated.
And you start working on your material, it would be dope for you to do something like that.
Yeah, I've actually done two open mics.
Yeah.
So far, which was, I mean, they were pretty good. You know, I got some good laughs and stuff like that. So I just haven't really pursued it.
We actually want to plan that out to actually shoot a show of us.
That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Because I think we're all individually funny in a certain way.
Yeah. Y'all can feed off each other as y'all doing the class and whatever. Mm-hmm. And they'll come out pretty good.
I think for me, I need an audience.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The class will be there.
Yeah, the class will be the audience.
Yeah.
So the class will be the audience, and they're whatever y'all will be the experts anyway.
I've done it. Like I remember one time we were filming, and the CJ goes, all right, man, do this, this, and that. And I couldn't be funny. He goes, so he went back, and they had to grab him. They had to grab another friend. He goes, and they set him down. He goes, all right, this fucker only performs better with an audience. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, it's comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll have the class. So we're going to run out of time.
Uh-huh.
So tell me all the social media. Where can they listen to the podcast, your show, and what are your social media for all y'all?
You can definitely reach the show, The Cancer Show, on Facebook. That's CANCELLED, The Cancer Show. We're on Facebook. That's our Instagram. We have
Facebook, TikTok.
TikTok the same?
Snapchat.
Uh-huh. For OnlyFans as well. if you,
we are OnlyFans real or you BSing me?
No, for real.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
Okay. We do have OnlyFans.
Okay, nice.
I mean, because I mean, you know, we gotta have
somebody's gonna want to see my butthole eventually.
You gotta expand.
Exactly.
All right.
A lot of Manny's feet pics are on there.
Awesome.
Send amazing feet pics. He loves.
Yeah,
that.
he's got a foot fetish. So just send feet pics.
Who got the foot fetish?
You
said
you.
Inbox
him.
He's got a foot fetish.
Asshole.
He's got a foot fetish. So
that was a rumor that fucker over there started.
No, it's not a rumor. I kind of smell his socks.
No, I didn't.
I walk into.
Y'all wear matching shoes.
Yeah.
So,
snap. I didn't know. Bro, I didn't know we were doing that, bro. Anyways. So check us out. On social media, the cancer show.
Look, I walked into the room one day. He was asleep and he had socks everywhere. And they weren't his. And I'm like, those look like girl socks.
So you don't like the feet. He likes the socks.
Yeah. No.
He likes pictures of the feet.
I think he likes the smell of the feet.
I mean, some guy,
because it wasn't laundry day, bro.
Some guys collect undergarment. I guess your thing is socks. I mean, take your own. We're nobody to judge.
Bro. Christmas,
I don't judge.
It's 2022, bro. Yeah, anything's accepted.
No king shaming.
So again, y'all do amazing work on your show. It's hilarious. Your perspective, all y'all combined, is different. And then with your podcast being on YouTube that reaches the world and Spotify and wherever else y'all put it. I mean, definitely, y'all have y'all doing great, and I can see y'all doing bigger potential for all the connections you have. So I hope the best for y'all to keep doing y'all show, and I appreciate y'all stopping by. So the Cancel Show, you are a Global Latin Factor. So thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it very much. And one last question before I let you go: if someone was to Google you or search you on some kind of search engine, what do you hope to find from y'all? We're gonna start on that side with Lupe.
Hopefully, no dick pics.
It's a small.
That's it.
You gotta zoom in.
I mean, I hope they don't find anything. I don't want y'all to know shit about me. Okay. I just want to come on the show and do my thing, and that's it.
But you know, people only want fame because it brings residuals.
Money,
I want the money, too.
Yeah.
But I don't want the fame. Like.
Okay. So if you see him, just know that you know him, but he don't want to be bothered.
If you see me, just realize that if you fucking cross my personal space, I will fucking hit you. Like.
He got street cred.
You're too close.
What about yourself?
You can actually Google me and actor Manuel Lerma, and all my information pops out. So. All
right. And that's what you want him to find, or is there anything else?
No, you can Google me. That's whatever.
But talk about years from now. What else?
Oh, you meant years from now?
He goes, something you meant now.
Hopefully I hit the lotto and I get $1 billion today.
Okay. That's one. What about you?
Same.
All right.
I want them to Google me and either a bunch of dick pics or my net worth. Either one of those.
Or together.
They're both going to be small. They're both going to be small.
I'm hoping years from now they'd be bigger, you know, with technology,
surgeries.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, artificial intelligence, bro.
You know they got the shot now.
Hey.
All right, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This was another episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast. Remember, we are just like you. We are the spice in this melting pot. Thank you very much for checking out this episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast. If you are enjoying the content, go and subscribe right now. Help us reach our channel goal of 1,000 subscribers so we can have more content coming out. And again, we appreciate the ones that already subscribed. Go like, go comment. Thank you very much. Subscribe. Thank you.
El amigo, walks like a pedo, but in fact he's a flamingo. Coming to Havana, and from Puerto Rico. On a pirate ship, he don't know where do we go. The birds of the jungle chasing fortune and fame, but Juan is flamingo, is no woman.